There's already Snake Tongue and Broken Bow Islands, which look like their namesakes. There's also Turtle and Otter Islands that honor their residents. These Mississippi River islands in Pool 8 were named by the public, and its 7 newest islands will be as well. Paula Ogden-Muse is the Visitor Services Manager with the Upper Mississippi River National Fish and Wildlife Refuge in the La Crosse District. She says the islands belong to the people, so they should get to name them.
There's this woman that I just spoke with, and she got me all newly excited about the project. She was thinking about the native tribes that lived around here, and perhaps this is one way to honor some of those tribes. And then she was also thinking about her favorite fish in the river. And she said she couldn't decide between the sturgeon and the paddlefish.
Island names must have some historical, geological, or biological significance that reflects the area. The islands were built to provide more habitats for the birds and fish in the area and can also be used by bird watchers and fishermen. Ogden-Muse says the new islands were built on old ones that have eroded away, mostly due to the development of the lock and dam system. People have until April 13th to submit their island name ideas. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.